Oh, damn.
Time we did it, I was scared to death. She snuck out.
You can always listen to the song again.
Jumped on in, we drove to the lake. Put her hand on my knee, said I can't wait. I had everything we needed in the bed of my truck. Turns out my baby loves to fish. She wants to do it all the time. Early in the morning, in the middle of the night, she's hooked. And now she can't get enough. Man, that girl sure loves to fish.
Welcome to another episode of Fishy Radio. I'm Alex. We have Jeannie.
Hey.
Heather. And Dee.
What's up?
Hopefully the girls will continue the conversation we were just having on water quality. I know they don't want to.
It's my anti-spray.
Oh, they found a toy in the studio.
Anti-spray net.
Pop shield.
Ooh. We could dip bait with this thing.
Yeah, no doubt. You can clean out your pool with that, too.
Okay, I'll talk like this now. My anti-spray.
Were you hook us around your neck?
Or it doesn't go around your neck.
So thanks for joining us. We appreciate your patronage.
Patience.
And patience with us as we grow and learn to love one another and talk about fishing. And
did you hear that? She said you were hard to love.
She knows me well.
Oh, the girls.
She just likes us because we fish.
Yeah. We have one thing in common.
You have a boat. That's the only reason why I like you.
It's the only reason I have a boat.
That's the only way she can get some friends.
That's right.
Water quality. Lunar cycle. Tannins. Go.
Lunar cycle, huh?
Lunar cycle. Water quality. So the water's pretty out there right now. It's not as pretty as it was last month. I'm not using my spray shield. Okay, so I can't get it to stay.
Our microphones don't have a problem with you
really
spraying them.
I don't really understand. Well, it says right here, professional anti-spray net. Microphone for wind break. Am I windy?
Is that what it's You're full of wind.
You're long-winded.
That is a true story. But I don't spray.
That's what you say.
Say it, don't spray it. Anyhow, water quality. Water's pretty. Can you hear me through the anti-spray thing?
I can hear you well.
Water is, water is tannin stained right now. It is coffee colored. We lost all of our really pretty clear water back a couple weeks ago when the rain started. Well, the rain started, so when it starts raining, it starts picking up all the stuff that's, it starts flooding the banks and
the fresh
whatnot.
Water does it.
The creeks.
Fresh water flushes it out.
So all the sticks and the leaves and all that stuff then washes into the creeks, and then the creeks wash down into the harbor, and then you can pretty well see the whole.
Which is not good for lure fishing.
Well. It's
floating
tough.
Grass,
right? Yeah, that does suck. It sucks a lot. I hate getting into, but I do like the darker colored water. It's not great for navigation, but June, June is our best month for the clear water, our nice pretty water. That's also the best month to be out on the water, in your boat, being in them places that are tough and tight to get into. Turtle Bay, Bull's Bay. Running the east wall because you can see, it's very, very clear. So then you can put your mark, your tracks in the GPS, and then you have that for months like the rest of the year when it's crappy out there. But I do like it. I like it to fish. The fish can't see my boat. Sorry. The fish can't see my boat as well, but they can't see the lure either, and I don't have any smell or scent, so it is a little bit tougher. It's more of a reactionary strike when you're artificial fishing in this water. But
something that I find kind of interesting and weird, and I'd like to ask you about it, is matching your lure to water color. In the darker
Absolutely.
Water, you use a darker colored lure?
No.
That's what I've...
Do you use dark lures in dark water?
That's what I've heard. Lighter water, lighter color.
Very tannin stain? You want to go with a root beer?
Yes.
Same color.
Well, and so
in the water, you're gonna go lighter.
Maybe what I've heard about that, I could be wrong, but what I've heard is because say like a shrimp will also adapt to that tannin stained water. Mm-hmm. Like our redfish turn darker colors. Our shrimp will turn darker colors. So my lure needs to be that darker color. To mimic the color of the bait that's in the harbor.
Or else it looks bizarre and out of place.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right. So then, you know, obviously when we have the cleaner water, then we go with the lighter colors, the whites and whatnot, because our shrimp are then, you know, almost transparent. They're the lighter. So that's what I've heard.
Yeah, being new down here, I'd say, you know, chocolate-colored water, I want to go with a big white
so that it would
lure, so
right,
that the fish
pop.
Can see it, but
that's
they
not
see
the
it
case.
And they think, something's not right.
That,
with that
doesn't look natural, exactly. Yep.
Fake bait.
Go ahead, say it. We're right.
I'll take your word for it right there. I mean, you're the professional when it comes to throwing lures. I'm definitely not. So,
I'm not professional, but
I'll take your word
sure
for it.
Can fake it pretty good.
But I don't know if you remember, but probably a month ago on the news, they were complaining about all the grass being washed up on Fort Myers Beach.
Yeah, yeah.
And, yeah, maybe it doesn't smell that well. But that, in my opinion, being out there working in the water every day, that is, like, the best sight ever. I mean, it's not really good for beachgoers
well,
and stuff. But, I mean, that stuff, like a month ago. At least a month ago, 2 months ago. I mean, for a while, since the first of the year, we've had ungodly amounts of rolling moss. Disaster. We call them roadblocks. Literally, it looks like a forest under the water. That's how bad. I mean, it gets bad. They're bad. And there was only in due time before the rainy season hits, and all that fresh water flushes those creeks out and kills the grass, kills all the stuff that's, you know, and then, it floats to the top, and it makes it, people think it's algae, because it's big old patches of nasty vegetation, basically, and it smells god-awful, but then it just floats away. It's basically the process, you know, there's not
right,
really nothing out of normal. It's just an abundant amount this year. We've had a crazy.
So that stuff being on the beach at Fort Myers, what does that mean to you? What has just happened?
Ecosystem.
Yeah. Well, like I said,
a natural flushing
yeah.
of the.
Mm-hmm. Okay. It's all the rainwater that we've had. The fresh water kills it.
Right. And it's not only that. So then, yeah, it's a nuisance when it gets up there, and it's a nuisance to the beachgoers,
yeah.
and they don't like to see it because it's mm-hmm. ugly and it's yada, yada, yada.
Yeah.
But unlike a lot of other beaches that you find in Florida or in the world, our beaches are actually alive. They are living beaches.
Yeah.
We don't have that white powdery sand because it's a live beach. So that algae, that moss, that grass that rolls up onto the beach actually becomes part of the ecosystem for the critters that live up on our beach from our crab, the right sand fleas, all of that's part of our ecosystem.
Mm-hmm.
So even though it might not be you know, pretty to look at or to
smell,
our critters and our live beaches depend on that very
yeah.
heavily. So that it is a difference between
yeah.
you know, again, our beaches and other beaches
it's
that you
just
might
basically
find.
The price we pay for living in paradise around here. That's just
right.
a natural. It happens every summer when we
right.
get tons of rain.
I mean, you can look at it as being terrible, but you can also look at it as that's new
it,
growth.
It literally
that's
clean
life.
Yeah, that'd be like doing a controlled burn.
Right.
You know.
Yep.
Pretty much the same concept.
Exactly.
That's and it needs to happen. It's a natural thing that happens every day.
Yeah.
You know?
And dead beaches are no
and then
fun,
I think everybody's just really spooked out due to the fact that we had bad water quality here lately. Like I know a lot of the canals down in Naples are completely loaded with that floating vegetation, and they were and it stinks. It's bad news, but
we get that every year.
It's
you know, that's,
yeah,
it's every
just
single
something
year.
That
it's just part of the cycle mm-hmm. that we go through.
We just have it a little bit worse in
yeah.
past years than we have had, but
and everybody's so scared because of last
yeah,
year.
Yeah, everybody's freaking
and that's
out.
And a legit concern.
No, absolutely.
But what we had last year was really out of the ordinary, and the differences between what the purges that they're doing in Laco last year they're not doing.
Yeah.
The quantities of the purges this year. So right now what we have is just natural ecosystem stuff
yeah.
going on.
Yeah, and I mean, like we had problems with red tide
Red tide happens every summer to us.
And once it starts raining,
it's just as soon as that water mixes together, it just turns to red tide. It's something that we go through every summer. Like I said, just people getting so freaked out that everything's algae now.
We're all gunshot.
It's all bad, you know?
As soon as we see algae, we're like, ah!
Yeah. There's actually a marina, the co-op on Pine Island, right there at the center. They actually have to rake the boat ramp every day, twice a day sometimes. When the tide changes, that all that grass, literally mounds of it, gets hung up on the boat ramp, and they literally take a tractor down there, and they... I call it cutting the grass on the boat ramp. I mean, literally, they rake it all up, and it's a mound of dead seagrass. And like I said, twice a day when the tide changes, they have to rake it off. It's just something that happens.
And it's definitely challenging to fish in. I don't care if you're fishing bait or a live bait. I don't care what you're fishing, because that stuff will wrap around your line, and then you're pulling it in. By the time you get it to the boat, you've got this wad of grass on the end. And
I'm telling you, if you find you a big patch of that, throw right up underneath that big old patch of nastiness, I'm telling you.
Them crabs, blue crabs, like to not swim on it, but they get up on it and they just kind of float along the
weed lines, right?
And stuff. They do. They just hitch a ride on our weed lines. It's pretty cool. And it's great bait, too.
Yes, so absolutely.
If you have a net on the
free kind.
Exactly. I like to find those weed lines because I like to find them crabs.
That's right. And fish are underneath there for sure. It's like fishing for bass, you know. They're up underneath them lily pads.
Yeah, and it's shade.
And especially with our summers being 932 degrees at 8 o'clock in the morning, you know what I mean? It's like they're looking for shade as soon as they wake up. They don't come out of it, you know. They're looking for shade no matter what. So it's always good fishing spots.
You ain't kidding about that.
So it's not good shrimping, but it's good fishing.
Well, you mentioned red tide, and as someone who was up north, listening to the news during the season last year, I think I have a different perception of red tide and understanding as what was reality, because the news kind of blew it out of proportion.
Mm.
I know
ridiculous.
That when anybody comes into Fish and Frank's and speaks with Frank and mentions red tide, he is really adamant to correct them.
Yeah.
That red tide never happened in the harbor. Red tide never got past the Mayaka.
That's true.
It's true. The red tide went up too, and the red tide doesn't come in as
it's mostly
on
offshore
the beach.
Too. You know, we were discussing before, it's mostly in the tidal flow offshore.
It's always
a lot of times you don't even see it or it gets close. Like you see the outside of Sanibel because it's kind of farther out there, the farthest out there, I'd say. On the Gulf side of Sanibel, they usually get some out there.
Inglewood, Manitoba
Key. Anything that's on the Gulf side, I would assume.
And that's where the red tide stays.
I mean, we get it in the Sound and we get it in the harbor, but we haven't.
It's in for a week or two.
Yeah.
And usually
it's unnoticeable, really.
Yeah. Clears up about after a week.
Yeah.
Last year was an exception, but that wasn't a red tide event. Red tide has been happening long before we were here.
Yeah.
I mean, long before man ever come here. It's just a natural salinity change.
Yeah.
That fresh water mixing in with a bunch of saline water sprouts an algae bloom, takes it about a week to figure that stuff out, and everything's fine.
Mm-hmm.
It's a natural
thing. And that algae bloom dies off.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it'll be back next week. You know, it's just the way it does. You know,
it's just those rains, you know. We get extremely saline or, you know, extremely acidic, and then you put that fresh water in there. Which, again, is why we do the Lake O purges, you know. In the wintertime when we don't have any rain, our water gets extremely saline. You know, it's all salt. All that water evaporates. All we have left is salt. We need some fresh water in there, but then you pump that fresh water in there, you get too much in there. Now you've got a chemical imbalance, you know, between the salt. And it sprouts that algae bloom. The algae bloom's red tide. Takes it a little bit to figure that out. It's nature. It's going to figure it out. It's going to die off, and it's going to go away.
I mean, it's the process, right?
Right.
It's Mother Nature.
That's just welcome to Florida.
Yeah.
That's what
it's
happens.
It's an algae that happens on the top of the water?
The red tide is an algae bloom.
Is it red?
No.
No.
No?
No. Mm-mm. It's... I
forgot why they call that.
I know
I'm sure there's...
brackish water is red.
Well, it's brown.
It's brown. It's very brown, yeah.
Like root berry color.
Yeah, coffee colored.
Coffee
colored. A lot of people think that chocolate our water milk is brackish because it's so dark, but...
I'm telling you, right now in Mount Lachey, because of that water coming out of the river, the Caloosahatchee, yeah, that's like tea.
Yeah.
Color.
Charlotte Harbor, same way. Yeah. Gets that way. You get that nasty scum line down the side of your boat. It's just all tannins. You know, again, it's completely organic. Everything about it is organic, you know, it's natural.
But it happens every year, all summer long.
It's just the way it goes, yeah. But last year, yes, was an exception. But again, that had everything to do with our Laco purges and Laco being extremely unhealthy. It had very, 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 the only thing that it had to do with red tide was the fact that all of the nitrates and the phosphorus from Laco mixed with our algae that was already there fertilized that algae that was already there and caused the explosion. Had nothing to do. If it wasn't for them Laco purges, the red tide would have come and gone just like it normally
did.
And
you would have never known.
You'd have never known.
So is Laco, the Laco purge, the reason why snook and redfish are out of season? Is its purge what caused the over die-off of those breeds?
For the most part, yes. When the cyanobacteria came down again, when the nitrogen and the phosphorus and all that come down, met with the red tide, it basically fertilized it. That's what your nitrogen and your phosphorus is. It's fertilizer. Fertilized our red tide. Everything exploded, went crazy. All of our fish died. A lot of our fish died. We had fish kills upon fish kills upon fish kills again. That happened for a year. That was a solid year. Obviously fish are a renewable resource. But as we talked about last week on our last show, I believe, you know, with the population and the amount of people that are fishing, you know, it does take a little bit longer for those fish to repopulate now.
Yeah.
So that spurred the closure of the snook, the reds, the trout, trying to let them repopulate and get over the hump of last year's water quality issues.
I just think my opinion, and I'm probably wrong, but it's my opinion. I think the reason, one of the main reasons they closed them down is not necessarily there was a huge kill off of nothing but that, but protecting
people.
Our sport fish.
Yeah.
Which is a necessity at times, you know.
And they are. I mean, people come from all over the world, especially for our tarpon, but people come from all over the world to catch a snook around here. That's a lot of fun.
Yeah, like that's one thing I learned when I went north to the northeast, and, you know, you're talking 400, 500, 600 pound, I mean, 1,000 pound fish, something that we only can dream about, and then they come down and you're like,
and they
want
to come here.
They want to come here and catch a redfish. I'm like, you really want to catch a 26-inch redfish or 28-inch redfish after we just caught a 500-pounder?
Right.
And it's just because it's different, I guess, you know?
Right, yeah.
So a lot of people do come here, and they pay big money for these guys to take them out there and just catch a redfish or a snook.
They do. And, you know, we have a lot of people that are dependent upon that industry.
Yeah.
We have a lot of captains and a lot of guides here. And that's how they make their living. So, you know, trying to repopulate them fish. And those are our, you know, that's our inshore slam right there.
Yeah.
You know, that's what we're known for.
Yeah.
So to restock that population, I don't think is a terrible idea.
I don't either. I mean, I hope that they don't really, you know, the snook has gone for how many years now?
When we just had the big one, the big freeze.
I mean, we did have a snook opening, didn't we? Or no?
When was the last time the season?
We had the month, right? In the summer, in the winter?
Yeah, snook is open twice a year.
Yeah, I know, but
So just before that happened, it had been open every year since the freeze back in, what, the 90s, I think it was? 95?
Yeah, because it's done wonders, I believe, with the snook. There's big old snook out there.
There
now,
is
man.
Some big old hammer jammer.
There are
some pretty ones out there.
There's a tremendous amount of snook. There are not.
When I was a kid, you could not even fathom anything like that.
Redfish is, you know, redfish. Hell, 10 years ago, there was acres and acres of redfish out there. Our redfish population, and again, that's why I'm not against this closure by any means.
No.
As a matter of fact, long before, you know, our water quality issues last year, I think probably 5 years ago, we started, trying to get to FWC and have them close our redfish. That's something that's been a long time coming,
in
my opinion.
How many years was the snook closed for? four,
something like that. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, what got hammered? What do you think got hammered on in them 4 or 5 years?
Exactly.
Them redfish took a beating. Mm-hmm. You know.
It used
and then
to be
you throw the bad quality water and the fish kills on top of that. I can understand why. I don't really like it. I don't think any avid fisherman likes it.
Like, I'm not saying we like it, but I will say I respect it.
I would have to. I'd have to agree with you on that.
I respect it. I don't like it.
Yeah.
Of course, I don't keep fish anyhow, but I understand. Because I know I don't eat them. I know.
You're killing
me. But I know, you know, the guides that their customers want to keep the fish. I get that. Yeah. Just people that want to keep fish, even though I don't, I understand people keeping fish. I don't like that we can't keep them, but I do respect the reason that we can't keep them.
That's what keeps us in business.
Heather and I would both like to know what a snook tastes like.
Definitely. Oh, my God. Believe me, you are missing out. It's like filet. It's like eating a filet.
Yeah, I'd been wanting to try snook for a long time, and then I finally got my snook stamp all ready for snook season to open, and it didn't open.
Yeah, okay. I'm glad you brought that up. That's a great point, because so I buy my fishing license 5 years at a clip.
Yeah.
And you buy the snook permit, snook stamp, 5 years. Literally, out of the 5 years that I've had my driver's license, out of the 5 years that I had my license, 1 year is the only time I've ever been able to use that snook stamp. Now, that just don't seem right to me.
Well, okay, but here's the thing about that. Your snook stamp is good all over the state of Florida. So again, like we've talked about, we can simply go right out to Arcadia,
yeah,
we can get snook. So
that's
we've got
point,
what Gigi. three counties, four counties that snook is closed, and we can still. So I mean, our snook stamp's still legitimate.
Yeah, I
guess. We just can't use it right here. We have to travel a little bit, and then somehow figure out how to get them snook back into a county that they're closed without getting in trouble.
Right, that's illegal.
So
filet release.
Right, exactly. Yeah, I don't really know. I think that's kind of there's a fine line there somewhere that just don't speed and use your turn signals.
But I've heard somebody saying before too, if you take take pictures of it where you caught it, and then make
Facebook
sure your location
Live
is on.
Yeah.
And then they can look at the pictures and say, hey, this picture was taken.
I mean, that's really all you can do. As far as I'm concerned, you've done your due diligence in trying to prove that you're not, that you're doing
that
the right thing.
That you're legit,
thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's a good idea. Mm-hmm. Real good idea. I didn't really think of that. Good idea. And
so
now
take it next to the DeSoto County sign.
Put it right up to the sign.
Right.
I would definitely... be careful with that.
Yeah, but I have heard people say the same thing. I think I saw somebody do a Facebook post about it. He was all sorts of twisted because he had just bought his snook stamp, just renewed all that stuff, and then they closed it, and he couldn't get his money back for his snook stamp. And I'm like, well, you can still, 18 miles up the road, you can go ahead and... But it does, it does suck, obviously.
Yeah.
But on that, you can't put your boat in the water here in Charlotte County, go up the river, catch a snook, and bring it back on your boat. You have to put in DeSoto, take out in DeSoto.
Really?
Yeah.
They really that like that, huh?
Yeah. If it's in your boat, and you're in Charlotte County, then they can get you on it. I think no matter where you catch it.
I mean, I don't. I think it's crap, but I mean, again, it's one of those things that
I
can respect,
right.
But I think it's garbage.
You know, but
it's not garbage. I just
see
don't
that.
Like it.
That leads us into the other discussion that we had at Fish and Frank's about how. Now, I am not disrespecting no FWC. I love them.
Mm-hmm. I saw that face.
Don't be get my GPS now, but. A lot of the rules, especially the commercial side of the FWC rules, are very vague. Robert read one to us today that one word made it, because it said that about the circle hooks. And it used, if you are harvesting a fish, you have to use a circle hook.
What if you're not harvesting
a fish? What if you fish and release?
Right. So you're not harvesting.
So do you have to use a circle hook?
It's
dun 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 dun. Right. See, that's what I'm saying.
And
it's vague.
It's a lot of gray area. Yeah,
and I don't, you know, just tell me. Is it either yes or no?
Right.
You know what I mean?
Just make
because
it clear.
A lot of the stuff, and I understand why the FWC does it, because I asked many, many FWC officers before, because I couldn't wrap my head around it, because if you run a red light, that's against the law. I get that.
Well, it was
you
orange.
Know what I mean?
It was orange.
Yeah, that means go faster.
Exactly.
Floor it. Or hammer down, whatever. But a lot of it's vague. They don't really say, this is a red light, you have to stop. It's very left up to interpretation to the FWC officer. And I think the reason, and correct me if I'm wrong, I think the reason why they do that is because the FWC rather educate people versus, they're not out there to write tickets willy-nilly just to get you, sneak up and catch you. They're not, from what I understand and what I have observed, they're really not out to get you. They're out to explain to you, this is the rules, this is why we do it. You know, they're more to educate you than anything else. But their rules are very vague. They don't say...
And ever-changing.
Yeah.
I've never had, but I'm not, I'm on the... I was going to say residential. I'm on the recreational side of it, but I've never had FWC be, I want to say out of line. I've never had them be rank with me by any means.
Yeah.
I mean, I've always saw them out there as a regulatory agency, and every time I've ever encountered them, they've been there to make sure that I was doing right, but... make sure that if I wasn't, they were going to tell me why. You know, not like the sheriff that's just going to write you a ticket because you did this. You ran that red light. You know, FWC's always been
They're very, they're out there to educate people, and I don't think they're out there just to willy-nilly write everybody tickets because they need money or whatever. Everybody thinks that that's the reason why, whatever. But I truly believe, I've seen them spend hours, half hours with people on the pier, even hooked up to their boat. On the water, I've seen them educate people, whether it's you're supposed to use a circle hook or you're not using a circle hook. This is why you have to. I've seen that happen firsthand. So,
and that's
awesome. Legitimate.
That's awesome.
But
have
you
ever approached your boat?
No, I have. No, I've never gotten pulled over by FWC. I've been pulled over by the sheriff. I've never been pulled over by FWC.
FWC pulls rank over sheriffs, correct?
FWC is at the top of the food
federal
chain.
Federal agency.
They are at the very tippy top
state
of the
agency,
food chain.
State agency, whatever you call it.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah, I was taught
they
to
can,
fear them.
They can pull you over on the road.
Yeah.
Give you a speeding ticket. FWC is at the top of the food chain.
Yeah.
There's not much that they can't do.
Yeah. Yeah, commercial side, we get pulled over by the Coast Guard, so that's even worse. Although, every time we've been pulled over by the Coast Guard, like in the harbor fishing, shrimping, they've been totally cool. Them boys are pretty cool.
I've never seen the Coast Guard out there.
Oh, yeah.
Hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Did you give them D and my number?
Yeah, you need some numbers? I go, pull out cards. Here you go, boys. Yeah.
Listen, I ain't going to lie. Some of them... do their job really well.
Okay.
I don't know. I saw an FWC officer that kind of frustrated me in that there was a gentleman who seemed like he was high on drugs or very drunk. And the FWC officer asked if he was driving. He stated yes. This was a long to do, but the gist of it was, yes, I'm driving. I drove here. Okay, goodbye. Where this guy was acting erratically, not in his right mind, and the FWC officer let him drive away.
No, he's probably waiting down the road for him.
Probably.
He's like, yeah, okay.
You're probably right.
You're probably waiting down the road.
They probably left at the same time, and the man went down the road, sat a couple blocks up there, and got him as he was.
I guarantee it.
You're probably right.
I guarantee it.
They're tricky. They're slickery.
They'll get you.
They will. They don't. I mean, they're not, I've never had one, I've never known one to be arrogant or, you know, pull rank or anything like that, but they are very adamant about their job. They do their job.
I don't think there's enough of them.
Absolutely. I completely agree with that. 100% I agree with that. But I do know they send, like, their rookies come, you know, they come here. There's a lot of them. I say a lot, but a lot in the web. Yeah. You can go in the web and there'll be 10 of them in there in a day. You can get pulled over by every single one of them, too.
Yeah.
But they send them down here for training, I guess. But I would like to see more on the water. Abso-freaking-lutely.
Yeah.
Oh, my. We definitely
need
more on the water.
I don't think there's many on the water at
Mm-mm.
all.
Mm-mm.
Unless they're doing some special sting stuff, you know.
Which well, they yeah. And again, that goes back to that whole, you know, you saw that article not long ago that they can now give sobriety tests. You know,
I think that's perfectly legit.
Well, absolutely, and they should be able to. Again, they're at the top yeah. of the food chain. But when you got somebody burning down the wall,
yeah.
and you're up at you know upriver giving somebody a sobriety test at 6 o'clock in the morning, yeah. like, can we at least have one?
Yeah,
that's
you
going
had,
after
you
the
had
guy
that,
that's
you,
burning the damn yeah. east wall that ticked me. Sorry, I'm still a little upset about that.
She's on her soapbox.
Anyhow, more FWC, please.
Yeah.
Handsome
more,
ones.
We need more and more of them.
Yeah, handsome ones. if you're listening to the show and you would like to come join us for an episode, we would love to have you.
That would be fun.
Mr.
FWC?
Sir.
At the FWC?
Yeah.
What?
No, that would. I would like to know then why he wasn't out there watching the guy in that damn action craft burn that wall.
We could
yes.
give them suggestions. I'm sure they would love our suggestions.
I'm sure he'd heave every single yeah. one of them, too.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Trouble. I see trouble on the horizon.
I'm sad that I never see any come into Fish and Frank's.
Why?
Because I want to be their friends.
Did you hear that giggle?
I
heard that.
Giggity. Giggity.
I heard that.
Uh-huh.
She can't stay with a straight face.
So can we do a fishy radio Facebook plug?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so a lot of this stuff that you hear us talking about is Heather has either been posted on or will be posted on our Facebook page on Fishy Radio. So make sure that you go and check that out and like the page and make sure that you join the group. And there's all sorts of either very helpful information on there or just absolute nonsense. There's a bunch of both of it, but it's a lot of fun. So make sure you check out our Facebook page and like it. Join the group.
Absolutely. Be one of the cool people.
Be one of the cool kids.
Yeah, we have...
Fishy,
fishy. Yes, there we go. That's the one. And that catfish picture, the catfish story that you were telling us about,
yeah.
That picture's on Fishy Radio Facebook yeah. page, too. So, and that's a really awesome picture.
Yeah, it was...
That was unlike anything. Oh, and the dolphins. You posted
the
dolphins that were riding next
yeah,
to the shrimp boat.
You posted the dolphin one. Which I have never seen before. I will admit that.
I had never seen
so
it
So I was happy to see that. No? You've seen it live. Huh?
I did. And I probably
right
sat there right next to the boat. As a matter of fact, I got sprayed by them at
Ooh,
one point.
With water, right?
Yes.
What she thought.
Well, I hope it was. Anyhow.
For the love of God, I hope it was.
My boat had gotten in their way, and they were not very happy with me. It was actually a friend's boat. I was on a friend's boat, but it had gotten in their way, and they were not happy because they were...
So they were bomb chicken wow.
I would have loved an underwater GoPro at that moment.
You know,
I fully understand.
I said the same thing. So the one day I leave the GoPro at home, that would have been some amazing underwater footage.
Yeah, so that would have been like some X-rated stuff, huh?
Right. So at first I didn't really realize what was going on. They were out there making a ruckus. I thought they were feeding and blah, blah, blah. And then I finally figured out this, like, big old pink thing surfaced. And I'm like, oh, crap.
That's
so
not bait.
You know it well. It was for some one
Girl
of them.
Dolphin, that's
right.
It's dolphin.
Right. Oh yeah. It was. So then, when I figured that out, I was like, we should probably give them some privacy.
Yeah. When you posted that, I put the comment, "Get a room."
Right. Yeah. I had so. You know. Again, I hear all my life, and I had never seen. I had never
yeah.
seen that.
Born and raised, I've never seen that.
Never. And so. I probably sat there for an hour and watched this. And so, fun fact, hopefully there's no kids. If you have little kids, plug their ears real quick. But I learned on Discovery Channel or Animal Planet or something, do you know that aside from humans, dolphins are the only other creature on the entire planet that has sex for pleasure?
Yeah.
Well, let me tell you, they were having a great time last weekend.
It wasn't mating season.
Listen, not only were they having a great time.
It was the weekend. It was fun.
I'm telling you, I sat there for an hour watching this, okay? And I'm like, holy crap, like, how long can these animals go? Well, they kept coming up and they were blowing. And I'm like, they're out of breath. Like, how long can these things keep this up, right?
They weren't chasing them. They just were right next to the boat
the whole time.
On a show.
It was quite the show. But I'm like, you know, any minute they're going to be done. Any minute they're going to be done. No, they kept on.
Out of breath.
Like, yeah.
They were getting it on.
But anyhow, yes, those videos. Yes, those videos.
Chicken
are
it was amazing. The synchronized, like, breaching that they were doing, the synchronized rolling.
Right.
What,
but then they'd jump
up. What was going on underwater at that moment?
And then he'd just fall. It was the weirdest thing. Like, he jumped up and rolled, did the whole flipper thing, and then he would get his back arched and then just fall, like he was falling right on top of her. It was really, you'll have to go watch the video.
Have to check it out.
It was
pretty amazing, I will say that.
It was pretty dang neat, absolutely.
But I teased
again,
you the whole way. But
cover the eyes of the kids, cover the youngins' eyes, but it was pretty amazing. But yep, again, all on Fishy's Fishy Radio Facebook page.
That's awesome.
Alexa, Google underwater dolphin sex.
Oh my word. Thank God we don't have an Alexa for sure.
Oh,
we do have Siri, you're right.
We all have Siri.
We have Siri.
Me and Siri.
I cannot answer that question right now.
Siri never understands a daggum thing I say.
Me neither. Must be my voice.
Way off on everything.
I did not get that.
She just says,
bitch,
what?
What don't you get? Yeah. I hate that dang thing.
She accidentally heard me say, where's your birthmark? And she said, I don't like personal questions like that.
So have you ever asked Siri how much wood could a woodchuck chuck? How much wood would a woodchuck chuck if a woodchuck could chuck wood? Ask her. It's great. She gives like 3 different answers and they're all hysterical. Yeah, that's
crazy.
What I do.
Where that's how you spend your free time.
Where were you when you saw the
dolphins? I'm fun. I was
send
right
your mail to Fish and Frank.
Yeah.
Tamiami Trail. Attention, Genie. Fishy Genie.
Oh my goodness! So I was right outside the channel of Burnt Storm Marina. When they and I was actually down there. I was actually down there hunting Spanish Mac.
Yeah,
because they've been down there and all the thread fins. There's just been wads and wads and wads of thread fins and Spanish Mac down there. So I went fishing. The fishing was awful. It was terrible. I got out on the water at 5:30. So the tide was up at like, I don't remember. It was like 9 o'clock. The tide was up, and then it was 8 o'clock, and then outgoing by 4 inches until 12:30. So like as slack as a tide can get, it was terrible. So I was like, I'm gonna run down to Burnt Store, and so I went down there to find them thread fins, see if I could play with them Spanish Mac just to make it worth going out. And anyhow, I came upon them dolphin. There were no thread fins. There were no Spanish Mac. Why are you on your telephone?
Because
I'm talking to you.
I'm about ready to give you a fun fact.
What
the
do you know about
dolphins are like,
Spanish
there
Mac?
Aren't any Spanish Mac. There aren't any thread fins. Let's have sex.
They were trying to keep entertained as well.
Hey,
so they were doing a great job.
Right. I'm telling you, it was probably an hour I sat there watching them. It was just because it was the coolest thing I've seen in a long time.
Well, the reason why I was looking at my phone is because the 16th, which was last week, was the full moon.
So dolphins have sex on a full moon?
No, fishing sucks.
Oh! Sorry.
2 days before the full moon, 2 days after the full moon. Sucks.
I'm still on dolphins.
Man, get your mind up. You're killing me, Smalls.
I've been watching this mother dolphin teach her two baby twins to fish, so I don't know.
Listen, that's what I thought it was originally. I thought it was mama dolphin, because there's big daddy dolphin, and then there was a little, you know, the little female dolphin. Well, I thought from a distance that it was mama dolphin trying to teach her baby dolphins how to hunt, and, well, that wasn't what it was. But that's what I thought.
They were
it was.
Making the baby dolphins.
Right? That's what I said too. They're like, oh, I'm making me a little more little dolphins Kill that me. I can stare at. That's
but it's funny. Not that season.
What's the gestation period of a dolphin? How long are they?
I have no idea.
When do I go back to burn storage?
Yeah, when do you go see it again? See the end result?
Right.
Man, that was a lot of dolphins, too. How many do you think were out there?
It was a whole six, you said, right? Orgy of them. It was... So that was the other thing. Like, I need to go home and watch more Animal Planet, because I'm like, what are we doing? Like, this poor girl here has got all these dolphins.
Oh, God. Do you think it was one girl?
I don't really know.
She's not really a dolphin.
I saw one pink thing. Yeah, right. I think it was
their bottlenose. Girl,
it was yeah.
Their
it
was around
I've seen
here.
One pink thing.
It was like yeah. So anyhow, I don't know exactly what was going on, but there was like six or eight dolphins. And they were just, at first I thought it was like Dolphin Fight Club is what it was. Really, when I pulled up, they were all going absolutely haywire and just splashing the surface. You know, when they're chasing bait, they're usually chasing and running. Yeah, this was just a bunch of splashing. Again, you'll have to go watch the video. But so it looked like Dolphin Fight Club. Well, this poor little girl,
sexy
I don't know what they were doing.
Fight Club.
Yeah, yeah.
It was Fight Club, all right.
It was Fight Club, all right. She didn't seem to mind, because half the time, homegirl was laid up getting on her back, looking up out
enjoying
of the water.
Enjoying the scenery.
Be on the boat. Yeah. She literally was. She was on her back, and she was at one point, I hate to say this, but I mean at one point, so when I pulled up there, I didn't realize what was going on. I thought they were fighting or something. Well, she was rolled over on her back, and you could see, you know, their tummies are white, very white, so you could see that. Mm-hmm. And she's just, like, floating there. She wasn't swimming. She was on her back, and she was floating, and I thought they had either killed her or something had killed her. And that's what all the commotion was about, was they were trying to save their little friend. Well, that wasn't. She was apparently relaxing, I'm guessing.
Smoking a cigarette?
Well, that's what... It's funny, because the person on the boat, the guy that I was with, I went with a buddy of mine, and said they had gone away for a second, and I'm like, are they done? And he's like, I don't know. Did you see one light a cigarette?
That's right. That's a good one.
It was.
That was definitely something I would... That was pretty cool.
It was really neat.
It was pretty cool.
That was a pretty neat experience.
See, not a lot of people... No, not everybody will ever see that, you know?
It's just
amazing. That's just one of the cool...
That close up, like, wow.
Yeah.
Right. We have, yeah, like, dolphin stomping grounds right in, yeah, our backyard. We are extremely lucky.
Well, I know right up there by where you were, by the Burn Store Bar... Mm-hmm. Those, what we call harbor dolphins,
yeah,
are bigger than the we call porpoises,
yeah,
that we have in the Sound and anywhere else. Those dolphins, bottlenose dolphins, yeah, that are in the harbor are twice the size, I believe.
Really?
Yeah. When we were shrimping out there one time, I actually got shot with the water out of the blowhole, one of them things.
Really?
Yeah, it smells like straight...
Bad.
Really? I got shot in the face with it.
Wow.
Yeah, they laughed at me. It was
nobody
crap.
Who can say that? Like,
yeah, I actually have really a video of that somewhere in my thing, but yeah, it was a video of a getting shot in the face with a blowhole of a the water of a, out of a blowhole of a dolphin.
You and things that blow, D.
I know, man. They just seem to find me.
You're lucky.
They seem to find me. Hey, you know, when you got it, you got it, I guess, you know. But that's no, hilarious. Really, that literally did happen.
That is funny. We
those, are very, those very lucky. Those dolphins that are in the harbor, not like the same as a porpoise.
Yeah, what is a porpoise and what is the Sound?
You want me to,
well,
really
the
reenact
sound
the sound?
No, Pine Island Sound. She's asking.
Oh, Pine Island Sound! You gotta come here. You don't really want to make the sound.
Yes, please. No, I meant the audible sound.
No, you don't. Oh, you're talking about the Pine Island sound.
Yes.
Okay. Thank God.
Reference the sound. Oh my goodness, that's hilarious.
All I can remember, all that came to my mind, was the pet detective, the Ace Ventura pet detective with the dolphin. You know, he goes around, he's like,
getting jiggy with the dolphin noises.
Killing me.
Oh my goodness. So the sound is Pine Island sound.
Pine Island sound.
And I laughed so hard I forgot your other question.
What's a porpoise?
Oh, well, a porpoise is a bottlenose dolphin. Okay.
Yeah.
But what makes them different from in the harbor, though?
I think the ones in the harbor bottlenose dolphins, ain't they? They're really dolphins. Porpoise
like
don't.
Redfish and red drum, same thing.
Right. Yeah, I'd say. Yeah.
Okay. I mean, you have your dolphin, which is your mahi, but we have porpoises or bottlenose dolphins.
Yeah. Okay.
Robert.
Different. We need Robert. Phone a friend.
Can we use a lifeline?
Yes, your lifeline is the gestation period of a bottlenose dolphin is
12 months. Oh, that poor girl. After all that she just went through, I watched.
Dang.
That was not...
You're not going to be back there for 12 months. Lord have mercy. Ouch.
That was a fun weekend. That was not, like, sexy time.
Well, I mean, nine months is human, right?
So more months. So do dolphins still have sexy time while they're bred?
Probably.
I'd think so.
Robert.
All other animals.
Robert. Robert. Hello.
He'd be the perfect one to ask that question.
Where's Josh? We need Josh.
He would give us a legitimate answer.
Right. We need to be able to have those two.
We're
going
to have to return to this conversation later with the facts.
Yes.
To our questions.
Do you reckon anybody else cares, though?
Probably not. They go watch the video. They might be a little bit more intrigued.
Right. Are we the only twisted ones that come up with these questions? I mean, is Dee the only twisted
one? Yeah, right. I'll be all set to do the sound.
I'll be young and curious.
Well, at least I'm
young. Old and lazy.
Does the girl just lay on her back? I mean, come on.
She was pretty relaxed. Let me tell you, she was. She was on her back. I honestly thought she was dead because she was just on her back, not moving, floating 6 inches under the water with all these dolphin around her.
She's been gangbanged.
Well, tomorrow I'm going to ask Robert.
If I got gangbanged by 15 dolphins.
What are you doing?
I'd be dead on my back.
What are you doing?
Oh, my goodness.
I'm sure it's the natural process of sorts.
Well, I mean, it's definitely Mother Nature, but that was pretty wonky. Like, that was... Can we put some sort of preface this entire show with, like, non-PG or something?
Oh, you'd go to the triple
X. We need, like, a disclaimer at the beginning of this show.
It's nature. No. Have you seen the teenagers nowadays?
Yeah, I've taken notes. Yeah.
I have a few of those. I don't want to think about that.
Yeah, she has teenagers. Me too. Yeah. I do not want to think about that. Mm-mm. I will whoop my girl. Bail money.
Mama, get that damn tail.
Bail money.
Jerk a knot in that tail. No doubt.
Lord have mercy. Goodness.
Lord, please
forgive me.
Did y'all fish at all over the weekend? Because my fishing sucks.
I tried to catch that dang snook.
I did.
I tried to get that snook, man. He's playing games with me.
So, is that the one that's at the marina by the boat?
Yeah.
Okay.
He's right at the dock.
Okay.
He's playing games with me. He's got his buds with him, about 200 catfish.
He's got you trained.
Yeah, he's on to me. He's on to me.
Is he all scarred up or anything?
No, he's beautiful. Oh. And he's that perfect dark silver color. By looking at him, I'd say 36, 38 inches.
Wow.
Fat.
Does he have a bunch of lip piercings?
He's got my hook stuck in his lips. Pissing
me. I recently learned how long it takes for a hook to rust out of a mouth.
Yeah.
Like 2 to 3 days.
Well, the salt water.
Salt water, yeah. I got a boat that'll prove that to you.
Yeah.
Oh, crap.
Doesn't take just in the air all. Alone, mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's crazy. That's so fast.
Salt water is brutal. Brutal.
That's good.
Now, I mean, I have seen fish get gut hooked, and I have removed those hooks.
That
sucks. I realized I should not have ever touched those.
No, usually if you get gut hooked, especially a snook or
cut
a red...
Cut it off and let it rust out. Yeah,
as short as you possibly can cut it and just let him try to live. Because if you try and go messing with that hook and he's gut hooked, he's done. He's not going to live.
That's terrible.
I wish I would have known that sooner.
Well, I've killed a couple fish like that. I will admit, it happens.
Yeah.
It sucks.
Mm-hmm. I haven't killed them like... you know, outright right there, but I'm sure, I've dinked with it to the point that, you know, you feel bad, and I know
the one specifically I'm talking about, I wasn't fishing for him, and I caught him, you know what I mean? So, I mean, obviously, if I was targeting a snook, I would have been a lot more prepared to catch a snook, but I wasn't, you know? It just happens,
and it's unfortunate because you're doing it, you're trying to save him, you know, and you're trying to be respectful of the fish, but at the same time, you know, what you're doing. And if you don't know, you don't know, you know, but the entire time you have the fish's best interest at heart, you know, and we're just trying to save him, you know, because how are you going to eat with that big hook, you know, in your throat and stuff? You know, you think about that when you're releasing these fish.
Absolutely. But I learned... that trying to go fish that sucker out is doing way more damage than just cutting it later.
2 to 3 days, I mean, that's nothing.
Yeah. It's
pretty amazing.
I know now, hopefully other people know now from listening to us talk about dolphin sex and gut hooking. Because, geez, man. I know I feel
so did you,
when a fish gets gut hooked.
Did you drop a mark on that spot on your GPS?
Oh, on the dolphin?
Yeah, so 12 months you can go back to that same spot.
They were, that was really, it really was something.
The brothel.
But you know, it's, right. there's something about Burnt Store and the Burnt Store bar right there. I can go out and just not see anything all day or whatever. And I always run down to that same spot and there's just always something cool there.
Yeah.
Always. Like it never disappoints.
It's very active.
It's very
even on the shore. I've been over Two Pines, Redfish Key and stuff like that. And I've seen big old white boar just right on the land, on the island. White boar. Big 400-500 pounders. Just wild out there.
I had one swim out in front of me.
Swear to you. I'm not kidding you. It had white with black patches on it. Looked like a cow, basically.
Jesus.
But it had big old tusks on it. I mean, there was no...
Yeah.
You knew what that was, you know.
Do you carry a gun with you on your boat?
Yep. That'd be a yes.
Okay.
Legally.
Yeah,
yes,
you can open carry in the state of Florida on your boat.
Mm-hmm. Would you have gone after it?
If it came at me, I would have for sure.
Not if it came after you. Are you allowed
just
to hunt
it
at any time down here?
I think so. I think boar, there's nothing on wild boar. I think you can kill at will. But
there's
this sucker was so big, there was nothing you could ever, I mean,
if it was a boar, you don't want it anyhow.
It was minding its own business, you know.
You don't want no boar.
If it would have came at me, it would have got full of lead for sure.
I had one come swimming out in front of me over on the west wall a couple months ago, last year maybe. Just come, like, randomly swimming out. And I was like, I didn't expect it at all. Apparently, there's a preserve over there.
Yeah.
And so I guess it's quite common after telling people the story and talking around about it. But that was, like, to see a hog swimming in the harbor, that is random.
Yeah.
Not something you expect.
You know what I think a lot of that has to do with when rainy season comes and we get all that water on the ground, that's when you start really see them coming out of places. You're like, whoa, why is it there?
Yeah.
You know?
There was a gator. I found a gator over on the east wall.
Yeah.
He was just, like... lost.
I mean, I don't know.
Gator doing in
I don't know about up here, but back on the island, I counted 3 coyotes got hit. 2 of them on Burnt Store got hit by a car, obviously trying to cross the road. And It's because the water that's over on Burnt Store Road is almost up to the road. Basically, it's got it's flooded. Is you know,
terrible.
But that's when you really see all the creatures coming out of the woodwork, literally, because they're running
when
from all that water.
When they come out of the Yucca pens and all that.
You gotta be really careful. Flooded. It's dangerous.
Burnt Store is extremely dangerous. Yeah. Plus the water, plus the critters.
Yeah.
Like nothing about Burnt Store is safe at all.
Yeah.
It's terrible, terrible road.
It is. It is. Needs lights. Some lights on it.
At least, right?
Yeah.
But they've done the widening, getting it up to four lanes in certain places
a disaster.
Now.
It's a disaster.
Speaking of widening and four lanes and Burnt Store Road, I think that's something that we can talk about in the next show because there's something interesting as to why it is only two lanes in certain parts and four lanes in other parts. Reference 2013.
No,
thanks for joining us for another episode of Fishy Radio. This is Alex, Jeannie, Heather, and Dee. Say goodbye.
Tight lines.
See y'all later.
Bye, girls.
Bye.
She can't get enough. Man, that girl sure loves fish. Yeah, I know she loves to fish. Oh, because I do too, baby.
Yeah, boy.